This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
Good morning, Carlos. Bright and early here. 12-10 start in Minnesota. So ready to go for this finale of this three-game set. Justin Hageman is in the building today. Not starting. You have Waskar Brazoban starting, but expecting to see a lot of Hageman. What should we expect from Justin Hageman?
Yeah, he's, first of all, proud of him. Finally, he can say that he's a big leaguer. He will be making his major league debut as soon as he step on the mound. He's going to play a role in this game today, where we are bullpen-wise. Got an opener, like you said, on Brazoban. Now we got to mix and match, but I expect him to come in the game and get big outs for us.
He's been starting, so why the decision to go opener?
Yeah, felt like against the top of the lineup, go with what we felt it was a better matchup for the first few hitters, and then we'll see what the game dictates. That's the theory behind having an opener, that you like the matchups at the top. He's been a reliever as well, so he's familiar coming out of the bullpen, and we talked to him about it. So, like I said, he's going to play a big part on today's game.
And then a Jose Siri replacement. We're not at that point yet, playing short today?
Yep, we're not there yet. Let's win a series today, and then there'll be a couple of moves. So,
speaking of lineup construction, yours is a little bit different today, especially as I notice with that red font is there, back-to-back lefties with Winker and Nimmo. And looking ahead, I know that you don't like to create a lane for future relievers down the road. But what is the lineup construction all about today?
Yeah, I think I'm trying to get to the starter. I think that's as simple as, let's get to the starter here. Let's stock up the lefties up front, knowing that they got Colum, the lefty, ready to go, fresh. But I also like our chances from our lefties against their lefties. So, but I think it's just more of me trying to put pressure early in the game, and hopefully we get to the starter. And I like to see that lefty in the fifth inning. That means, we got to the starter.
Mark Vientos sits for the second time on this trip. Everything okay with him?
Yeah. Well, I mean, he had a DH day in Sacramento, I think it's just what we saw last year after we play him every day. By the time we got to July, August, he was feeling it a little bit. And it's part of the transition, part of the adjustment where still early, it's April. And I got to take care of these guys. And even though he wants to be there, he doesn't like days off. It's just more like me playing the long game here.
How do you handle starting to see Vientos maybe come out of the early season struggles, starting to maybe get some better swings? Does that play into your decision about when to sit him as well? Are they two separate kind of things?
Yeah, honestly, we just haven't seen results, but the at-bats have been there, hitting the ball hard, not chasing. He's just not getting results. So, yeah, he got, I think he's got a hit in the last three games or so. But for me, it comes down to playing the long game, making sure that we keep this guy strong and, feeling good physically, mentally for the long haul.
I have to ask about Luis Angel Acuña. He's just been a spark plug for you. I mean, how much has he been important for the lineup that has so much power with his skill set and speed?
Yeah, there's a lot that he can do on the baseball field. And when he gets on base, man, he's electric. You know, there's a lot of things that as an opposing team, you have to worry about him. And I like how he is controlling the strike zone. He's walking. He's hitting the ball hard. He, you know, even though there was two ground balls yesterday, but he hit the ball hard yesterday. Got a ground ball, single. Like, I like the at-bats as of late. Impact, like I said, swinging at strikes. And we know versatility. The defense made a nice diving play yesterday. Again, he's a really good baseball player. And it's good to see him having some success right now.
All right, Carlos, thank you.
Yep, you got it.